Hi, this is David. Welcome to Universal Soul Love. I don't have Lana with me today at the moment. However, I do have my good friend and special guest, Jonah Bolt, with the Starseed Society. He's also the radio show host of Starseed Radio, and I've been on his show in the past, and he's also been kind enough to come on my show at the last minute, and I'm really excited to have him with us to talk about some of the things we've been working on together. Jonah, come on and introduce yourself.
Hey David, thanks for having me on. It's good to be on the show, and absolutely, and definitely, last minute, it's sort of my thing. It's always fast paced and lots of things we do, as you know, and so glad to be on the show last minute and jump on, and hopefully Lana joins us a little later in the show.
What that's how things always are around here, and the way we do things. Geez, there's been so much going on. I've been interacting with you so much in the past year. It's like you said, it's just been one challenge after another, trying to get through things. Geez, I was on your show, I think, for about 10 minutes a week ago, and I started talking about world events. I guess we should maybe just start right there with what's going on with you and what you've been up to lately.
Yeah, I agree. I think some of the stuff that's happening around the world, we see, and this is stuff we've been talking about in terms of, the global terrorism, the one world government, with all the problems that we see, this is a perfect, storyline for a one world government, that type of thing to happen and what that leads into. And we all know that those global elitists and people in those societies, Bilderbergs and all these, and who they're influenced by. Those are not the people we want in power. When you have these global problems like this, people are in so much fear or not even knowing really how can they help, what can they do about it. So of course they rely on the governments, and the governments, as we know, are not for the people anymore. So you have all these problems around the world, and we've been talking about like ISIS and this and Ukraine, and there's just, eight or nine countries right now in the Middle East just going off right now, and it's what do you do? What do you do in these situations? Some people don't want to talk about it. So a lot of people want to ignore them, but you have to be aware of them. It's something that's taking part in our everyday life, and it's going to shape the future. And you have to be aware of them at least, and at least try to do what you can, which is what we do, is we talk about it, and at least try to spread awareness of it. And when you talk about like Ukraine and things like that, I mean, that just talks a lot in terms of prophecy and what people have, said might be coming in terms of like a third world war and rising from over there in the east. And it's a lot of what you see now. It's China and Russia and, Ukraine and what's going on over there. So you see these global powers lining up for a lot of the prophecies and what people talk about. And again, if people keep feeding into this, we're instantly creating and manifesting our reality. So if you feed into it, you're going to manifest and help create that reality. Like if you watch the news and you're feeding into it, and getting fearful about it, by feeding into it, you're going to help create that. In terms of us talking about it, I have no feelings charged behind it. Like I want to go over there and take someone's life or anything like I used to. I used to have those feelings back in, in the early, like 2010 and 9, when I, first was like awakened to the real reality of, what's going on in terms of our higher selves and us being multidimensional beings, and being able to work this matrix here. And so it's very, tricky in terms of if you got to be aware of it so you could do something about it, but you don't want to feed into it and get the fear. And that's what I say about all these problems is be aware about it, try to do what we can to talk about it, so we're aware of it. And when enough of us know about it, we could do something to stop it or help, put aid to the situation.
That's right. That's how
Go
I
ahead,
see
David.
it as well. I see it as, I don't watch the news. I see the headlines a few times a day. I see what's going on. I'm aware of it. I'm not feeding into it. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm not interested in engaging in anything that may be going on with this one world government conspiracy, which is no longer a conspiracy, I suppose, because we're actually seeing them take action steps to do this, to build their forces and basically disrupt the fragile global economy. But you and I and others that we're working with are involved in building self-sustainable living communities and active in trying to explore free energy devices and all these things that we're doing in the spiritual community. that's what we're doing, and we're not taking part in this, although we are aware of it. You know, we're creating our own reality while at the same time being aware of what's going on in the outer reality. And I think that's what's important, is that, you know, you manage your thoughts and feelings of those things so that you're not taking part in that reality, and that you're continuing to manifest the reality that you truly desire. So I believe that's what you're trying to say, and I totally agree with you.
You definitely have to be aware of it, because if you're not aware of it, then you can't put any positive energy or light into the situation, because you're just not aware of it. You know, and there's a lot of people that need help all over the planet that really could use, you know, our help in many ways. But ignoring it is not going to do anything.
No, it doesn't do any good to put your head in the sand, and I don't recommend that you do that, because I think that other people who are manifesting, you know, casual creators, I guess I call them, our co-creators, they're affecting our personal reality. They're at least their thoughts could do that if we allow it to, and so we need to maintain our sovereignty and do what we need to do to build our desired version of reality together, and not allow that stuff to impact us. And I guess that's kind of the alchemical process, sort of just standing in your power and not allowing yourself to be drawn into it. And so, Jonah, what kind of things are you involved in at the moment?
Well, as you said, one of the main projects that I've been focused on, at least the last year, really focuses building sustainable communities, because within the communities, we have everything else that comes along in terms of radio, TV, new bartering systems, implementing new energy systems, being more off-grid, not consuming power, giving power back, you know, in many different ways to really to live and be the example. It's, you know, a lot of people want change. We all want to see new communities come together. But a lot of these communities that have been off-grid or sustainable, you know, haven't been really too open with the outside world, or don't want to really be on grid, so to say. But what we see now is we have to work together and bring it back more to the tribal roots. So I think the sustainable community thing is one of the main things I've been focusing on, because within that you have everything, you know, and be the example, and then people can come see it and experience it. You know, it's much more better to raise awareness and get people involved that they can come be part of something, experience it, you know, and then take that with them and do it somewhere else. So the community thing is really the main thing. I moved down to Costa Rica in October of last year, mm-hmm. and have been really networking down there. And now we have 4 projects total, all with land, one in Asheville, one in Indonesia. We have one that just really, it was a joint effort with some people from the New Earth Project. And we were just talking the other week about the same property. And this property down there is 1,200 acres, where we plan to build a much larger village than what we've seen before, in terms of just building like 10 or 15. You know, we want to do something big down there in terms of like 500, and all different style homes, and have different schooling systems and educational systems there. And not just that, but a collection of different artworks, and having different villages, we can really cater to different creative people's needs in terms of being in a nice surrounding where they want to raise a family and grow up, not just have one style or, you know, like that. So that's the main project down there in Costa Rica. And we have one in Asheville. It's 111 acres up in Marshall. And that project we hope to start in the spring. I've been up in Asheville a lot this summer 3 times. And that's going to be a good project, probably about 20 homes. Sustainable. And so these projects are the main focus for me. I think, you know, one thing we all can be part of is doing a community, because we all have family, and the children, are really the ones who everyone's doing it for. So a community is really mm-hmm. also a project that everyone can take part in, because everyone has, you know, a gift or a know-how to do something and help out.
That's right.
Besides that, you know, I do my radio show. I do a lot of 3D work as well, you know, in terms of work-wise. And so I do all sorts of things to raise awareness and and do what we can, and keep a busy schedule, and focus on the community stuff right now. I think that's one of the most important things we can do.
Yeah, I often see you. Boy, you lead a really kind of an adventurous life. You're always going down the Amazon or flying to one place or another. You're going to Dubai, and a lot of the other people we work with kind of lead that lifestyle too. You must get really tired, I guess, just as I do. I was out all weekend at a wilderness training program with Lana, and we had a lot of fun. But it was, we learned some kind of basic survival skills, and it was a good bonding time. And I think we're going to maybe have our instructor on next weekend. But that just brings me to kind of my next question. What do you feel would be a really practical thing that people could do right now based on just handling the tremendous energies that are hitting the planet and sort of the conflicts that are taking place and things that they could do to prepare and plan in the event of some kind of, real challenge to our way of life and our standard of living and our quality of life? What kind of practical things should we be looking at, and what should we be? I like to think we should not be worried, but rather maybe concerned about certain things and how we're going to deal with them, prepare for them so that we don't need to be worried.
Well, this is a lot of good answers to that. I mean, when I've first moved to Asheville 5 years ago, and I first woke up to, like I said before, the truth, the higher knowing of who we are as beings. We're more than just human. We're galactic beings. Everyone on this planet, multidimensional. You could do it. Everybody. No one's different. And quantum physics proves that, shows that, puts a new name to things. And, coming from such a background like I had, in terms of, I was in total fear before, 5 years ago. And I had all sorts of guns in Florida and like survival stuff. And I used to train with the Florida militia down there. Used to do hand-to-hand combat, all sorts of stuff. I did paintball for like 5 years to prepare, and just like that was so much fear. And that's when I found out when I first woke up, is I had all these fears, which is why I used guns and things like that, because I was fearful of what may happen. And by doing that, you're just really not having faith in, your higher self, the universe, source, energy. We know that this is a matrix. What we say, how we act, how we feel manifests, So, being aware is one thing everybody could do. You have to be aware and spread the information. Like, I used to post a lot of stuff like on Facebook and Twitter, and people used to freak out. Now I have so many people, because so many more people are being awakened. That's what, the listeners, everyone needs to know, is lots and lots of people are waking up. The hunter's monkey effect will happen. We're going to flip it one of these days. It's going to happen. And the energy is here to support us, since December 21st. So, it's time for everyone to be aware and spread awareness. That's something everybody can do. Post articles, people are like, oh, they'll call me crazy. It doesn't matter, because this stuff we're talking about is stuff that people can research, can look into, can check out. And I always say, like, don't listen to what I say. Check out what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Do your own research. I'm not here to tell you anything. I'm just sharing my experience of this energy and, these experiences I've been having since I've been open to them, 5 years ago. Then it made sense of other experiences that happened through my life, and what's really going on. And so that's one thing people can do. Be aware. Spread information. It's very simple. Another thing is, you could always have at least like a couple months of supplies or things like that. I definitely think that before long, us humans going on this path right now with what's going on, something's going to happen sooner or later. We've been talking about it for a while. Prophecies have it. Something big's going to happen. It's going to stop everybody in their tracks for a couple minutes, hopefully at least for a couple minutes. The world is just so fast-paced these days that, it's part of why no one sees the problem. Everyone's too fast, too busy trying to survive. They can't even pay attention or look at a problem. And that's the real reality of a lot of it here in middle-class America, which is most of America, and everyone's trapped check to check. No one can pick their head up and look another way because they're just so bogged down on everyday living, and living in a society that just is not run like it should be for the people, So having supplies, a couple months, water, food, things like that, basic things. I mean, that's basic stuff, and people may look at that as, oh, well, that's fear, you need supplies. I mean, you should always have just supplies in case snowstorm, natural things, something like that happens. You never know, you know. Other things people can do is take time to themselves and put themselves and immerse themselves, like, in nature. Like, go out in the morning or at night right now, like, check out the moon. If anyone hasn't seen the moon tonight, the moon is going off right now. It's awesome. The harvest moon in Aries and supermoon, the last of three this summer. And these are the closest the moon gets, supermoon, to the Earth. So it's pretty spectacular outside right now. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, so those are things people could do. Spread awareness, you know, have some supplies, things like that. And just, you know, try to talk to people about this stuff, and, you know, just be truthful with it. If anyone is in fear, then they'll call you crazy and do whatever they want. But, you know, we have to co-create a new future, because there's enough of us to do it on the planet. There's enough of us that want a new way and want peace. We just have to, like, really sync together and focus and, you know, get our energies together towards one common cause. So I think a big event or something that does happen is going to stop everybody. And, you know, if it does something happen, then hopefully humanity can get it together and come together in a positive way to really stop the wars and have everyone lay their arms down, you know, and supply all the abundance that's here on the planet. There's plenty of enough for everybody. Everyone says we're overpopulated or whatever it is. We're overpopulated because of the way we're living. We're not overpopulated because we don't have power. You know, we have plenty of free energy projects, zero point energy, Tesla technology. I mean, this is old information. The ancients had it. The ancients had electricity. The ancient Egypt. They had light bulbs. They had batteries. I mean, you know, come on now. You know, people that aren't up to what's really going on, you know.
So, no, there's been a bit of deception.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's no reason for us to feel this sense of deprivation. The universe is absolutely abundant. I think we've been deceived, and luckily we are having this great awakening. And I do believe that although there seems to be tremendous opposition, I think there's enough of us spreading the light that we should be able to bring ourselves, you know, back to our center and back to our balance, and you know, restore the balance to nature over time. And through self-sustainable living, we can raise our vibration to a higher level. Those of us that are able to do that, I mean, I think this is a sort of a save yourself thing. I think I talked to you about this before in a Skype conversation, that no one is here to save us. I don't believe there's a savior coming for us. There have been many ascended masters in the past, and we are here to do this job, you and I and everyone else who chooses to. And so we are the ones that are doing it, and we just need to take personal responsibility and, you know, become kind of reality artists rather than casual creators, and start doing the things that you're doing, and spread the good word. And I guess sometimes I like to say keep fighting the good fight as a spiritual warrior. But yeah, that's all good. So Jonah, would you mind telling us about
it too?
What's that?
Go ahead. No, go ahead, David.
Oh, I was gonna say I'd really be interested in having my listeners hear your experience with your awakening and how you got to where you are now, and your sort of your background, if you're willing to talk about it.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I said a little earlier in the show, like, about 5 years ago, I came to an awakening where, I mean, how it first began is I've been writing people for years and years. Like, I've written the Oprah show, I've written all different TV shows and stuff, because just growing up in general, you know, some of my past has just been extreme in terms of different events I've experienced and different people I've met. And I've always known my whole life, because of all these different events and what was going on, that by the time I got to 25 years old, I was like, something's going on here. There's not by chance, you know, I was here. There's no chance I was here. And when you add up all these events, and even if it was by chance, after like 1,000 different things that happened throughout your lifetime, you know, or more, you realize it's astronomical, it's impossible, so something else is going on. So I've been in search of that. What is this something else that's putting me in these places? What's going on? It's just a movie I'm living. It's been insane. I mean, literally, like, you know, just I've been in 19 car accidents, and I can tell you every single one of them. And I've never been hurt. I've never broken a bone in my life. Extreme things like that. And I've totaled cars 70 miles an hour on, you know, the highways down here. And just, you know, rough teenager, and, you know, had a lot of, you know, family issues, and went through a lot of drug addictions, and, you know, all that stuff shapes and wounds you emotionally, and, you know, and really shapes your quest onto, you know, how you feel and want to live your life. And by the time I was 25, I had gone through so many experiences of just the unnatural, you know. I've even crossed over in an accident once, and I sunk to the bottom of a lake and crossed over and saw the light went down a tunnel, and I spoke to two of my friends that had crossed over, and they basically told me it wasn't my time. And the next thing I remember, I was throwing up all the water on the side, and the paramedics came, the police, and it was the whole thing. And, you know, so I knew after that experience at 19 years old that there was another side, and I had experienced that. I knew it was my truth. But you can't tell other people that, they experience it themselves. So with all these different experiences that I've had, by the time I was 25, I was writing everybody, writing letters, and, you know, this is my, have been all the different events I've been through, and what do you think this is? And no one had ever answered me back. For like years, I've been writing people, like even people thought I was faking or I was lying about it. I don't know what it was, but for years, I'm writing people, and no one ever wrote me back. And then finally, like 2010, I wrote, I think it was lightworkers.org was the website. I wrote them, and a gentleman, Stanley, wrote me back, and he's like, sure, I would love to talk to you and explain to you what's going on, sort of, you know. And I called him right up. I left work. I called him right up, went out, sat in my car, or drove around somewhere, and talked to him for over an hour. And, you know, he basically at the end told me, you know, we'd love to tell you more. And what he said was, we have a Lightworkers Summit going on in about 2 weeks here in Boston, and it's up in the Berkshire Mountains. And, you know, I'd love to have you come and, you know, meet everybody. There's about 20 of us, a small group. And so right away, just the invitation up there and just the experience of talking and sharing with somebody about my experience in all these events, you know, really just made me feel comfortable, for one, just to invite me in their home like that. And, you know, so when I went up there to Boston, I flew up there 2 weeks later, I experienced what you can call zero-point energy. I experienced with one of the Omega Wands. Some people have the Omega Wands there, and I felt the energy in my arm, and I played with the energy with the wand, and that was the first time I felt energy, and I witnessed people channeling for the first time, like, with my own eyes, not just hearing about it on YouTube, but seeing it. And everyone at that event, or whatever you want to call it, basically was someone of stature, in terms of they had a high profile. There was, like, you know, one of the top, you know, doctors or one of the top lawyers, and it was really a corporate, you know, type of, you know, light worker summit, if you will. And I was coming from corporate. I was wearing a suit every day and working, and so it was sort of what I had to see was corporate America, if you will, at a light worker summit, but was there talking about energy and things I had heard about before but never saw or never felt. And that weekend really lit me up. And after that, for about a week, I had several experiences where I astro traveled, I left my body, I couldn't even stay in my body. I mean, spirit or whatever, myself, God, whatever you want to call it, pulled myself out of my body and I left. And I mean, another time I collapsed into a frequency, this entire existence collapsed into a frequency. I mean, several experiences that I couldn't even control. So within that week, I woke up, I heard the word starseed, I looked that up, started Googling that, and that led me on another journey, you know, even farther. And started having these experiences where I couldn't even tell my own brain that what I experienced wasn't true. Because I knew it was, because I had just touched it or felt it or experienced it and come back, and I wasn't tripping on psychotropic drugs, or I wasn't, you know, out of my mind. I wasn't, like, you know, drunk. So when you're having these experiences and you're having them uncontrollably, in terms of not being able to keep yourself in your body and coming back and having that experience, like, you know, it changes things. And what happened was, I basically within 2 weeks got rid of everything materialistic I could do, everything in terms of my TVs, my flat screens, my watches, colognes. I had garage sale and basically sold everything, the pictures off my wall, my furniture, you know, all that stuff went. within 2 weeks, and I just knew that I had to learn more about what I just experienced up in Boston with these light workers. And I had what is this word light? I just heard about this word light. Never heard it in the term used, like, you know, these light workers used it in terms of we are light, we are love and light. Like, what? What is the word? So I heard all these phrases and new terms, starseed, and, you know, within that week I was on my journey, and within 2 weeks I had shed mostly 90% of a lot from what I had in a 3-bedroom house of all these years up until about, I think I was like, what, like 29 years old. And it was a lot, and I got rid of it very quickly because I knew that it meant nothing to me anymore in terms of having all that meant anything. It didn't mean I was better than anybody. It didn't mean I did it, you know. That's what I was wearing it for. That was the ego. That was, you know,
that's called non-attached.
I wear a Rolex because, you know, I could do that. And that's how I was living up in there. But I always knew there was another way. I was never happy with what I was doing, really, you know, making all the money or whatever. And so, you know, that's my path into getting into starseed stuff, which is, you know, a whole other conversation. But in terms of my background, it's been quite a journey, and it's lead me to seeking the truth, bottom line. And what we find, David, is at the end of the day, all this information we're talking about, we're multidimensional beings, we come from the stars, whatever it is, it's old information. It's old. All the ancients knew this stuff. This is not
all
new
the information
exists. It's not a newsflash.
Yeah,
they knew it. They knew we time traveled. They knew we did this stuff. This is not. This is, you know, this is old, ancient information. It's everywhere.
No, we're not learning anything new, and we're not that technologically advanced. In fact, I think our technology is quite archaic, actually. But
Of course. Yeah, they keep it like that. They know what they're doing. They're using uranium enriched, you know, bullets, and all the ammunitions in Iraq and Afghanistan. They're like waste zones right now, nuclear stuff. More than half the babies born in Afghanistan are born deformed in some of the regions there. Not in the whole country, but in some of the regions. It's horrible. And that's not going anywhere for a long time, and we're still there shooting. I mean, things like that, I'm just saying, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing with the drilling oil. They know what they're doing with the fracking.
Oh,
fracking
clearly.
They're piercing the Earth's crust. What kind of stupid stuff is that? Are you going
to
pierce
look,
the Earth's crust
for? I look at the world events.
If you ask any kid
if
that's smart, if you go to like an 8-year-old and ask them that, they're going to be like, you know, why would you do? So they know what they're doing, though. They're damaging Gaia. They're damaging Mother Earth because the dark elite are running some of this show right now, and they're doing whatever they can to damage her. And we are here to help.
I do see it escalating. Yeah, it's not covert to me. I see these news headlines, and I. Of course, I question everything, and I am a skeptical, but I do see what's going on, and it's very overt. It's very, I look at it objectively, and I look at it through cause and effect, and I see it escalating, and there's nothing covert about any of this, any of these wars, or any of these things that are going on that you're talking about. So, you know, I guess we just continue with what we're doing, and, you know, my experience was, I guess, similar to yours. It was an awakening, and interestingly, you were part of my awakening. When I met you, I said, geez, that's one of my allies, you know, which was a new word for me. And I think I had mentioned something to you about sort of about the divine feminine essence and empowering victims and sort of being a guardian, which is just a label I'm using.
Absolutely. I agree with that. It's all about the feminine energy right now on the planet. The feminine energy has to come back. It's about supporting the female. If you don't know that, that's basics right now. I mean, absolutely. Because it's the masculine energy that's in charge right now. It's destroying this. You know, it's that energy, I should say, that's being controlled on the planet to destroy it. Because there is an element of control in there. But the feminine energy, Gaia, will bust through that. I mean, the bottom line is, this entire existence is built upon light. Atoms, the photons around the atoms, are light. They're light particles. They can't measure it because they're quantumly fabric everywhere, everything. If it wasn't for our brains, we'd be literally instantly co-creating everything in terms of
the entire
environment around you.
Physical
spaces.
Absolutely, because we are consciousness. That's what we do.
Exactly. But we're locking all this into the grid. We're locking all the, oh, this is a desk. This is safe. This is a desk. My brain can see this. Okay. Hello. You know, that's what it is. But we know we're much higher than that, you know, and
we're being blocked we're being blocked by the dark matrix and by the illusion of reality and duality, basically. So many people aren't seeing through that.
The phantom energy, though, will help that. It needs to come in because it will fix that in terms of losing control, losing power. You know, it's like submitting, you know, being, and letting the feminine energy bring the peace in the planet and bring the energy in the planet. Because it will happen. The 100 monkey effect will happen. That's how things work. So when that will happen and the energy shifts in the planet in terms of a global shift, in terms of everything is peace, there is no wars, like literally no wars, no shots are being fired anywhere, you know, guns no longer work type thing.
Sure.
That can happen. That can happen. And the energy is here to support that. Like, that's what people don't, like, you know, we can literally create that world, because when enough of us come together, we will shift that consciousness where people will be like, they won't even be able to kill somebody. Their consciousness just got shifted. And, you know, up to a level where they're going to know, and they won't even be able to take someone else's life. That's the shift we're talking about, taking that conscious level to feeling and remembering we're all connected.
Right, we are all. That has to do with developing that empathy. You know, that that feminine quality that seems to be concentrated more in the feminine essence, the empathy, compassion, kindness. Without that, I don't think, you know, you don't connect to your intuitive psychic abilities. That door isn't open to you without that empathy, because you don't have that connection, that oneness to the collective consciousness. And I think that's what many of us are missing. But once, like you're saying, once we do reach that level, I think we'll be able to push back that darkness, and this war will stop. I mean, I think a certain amount of conflict, depending on how you define it, is useful for personal growth, you know, constructive conflict, but not, you know, sort of debating and talking as we do is okay, because that's bringing about new ideas and creating new things in a positive way, and you know, you're kind of taking positive action that way. But when it reaches a level of violence and destruction, it's now self-destructive, and that's the path we've been going down. And
absolutely.
So we need to head more towards the light at this point. And like you say, a lot of these people.
And you look at a lot of these events, David, and there's like, who's pulling the strings of what's going on and what they're fighting over? It's just shenanigans, you know. It's just made up stories.
Like, that they're puppets. Yeah,
it's just crazy. It's just total shenanigans. They just make things up. They're mostly all false flag attacks. I mean, 9/11 on down. I always bring up 9/11 because it's just such a you know, shenanigan. It's so obvious, and people are still so blind by it. You know, it's, people don't even want to open their eyes to that. You know, it's going to get to the point where everybody, and it's getting there, is going to be so sick and tired, everybody will march on the White House, or everybody will do something to literally change the entire system. You know, when that consciousness shift happens, that's what's going to happen. Everyone is going to be like, wait a second, that's it. Stop. We need to change all this now. You know, whether it's an event that happens, something's going to happen that's going to stop everyone, and it's going to shift. It's literally going to happen like that, the 100th monkey effect, you know, and that happens instantaneously for the collective. Yeah. And when everybody gets that, no one's killing anybody. No one's killing anybody, and it's going to be time to get to work and get to the real aid zones that need it, you know, like South Africa and countries where there's entire famine, and like, right. That's ridiculous. You know, we need to get there first. America, to me, is like last on the list. To be honest, like, we're chilling right now. We don't, you know, we need to get everybody, the masses, and together, and help the people that really need it, because that's what humanity would do when we get to that conscious level that we all realize we are one, and we all need to be together and work together. When that happens, it's going to be amazing. Everyone's still going to have their jobs. Everyone's going to still have, you know, their stuff, and there'll be a system in place or one other that we'll shift into, and it can be smooth. It doesn't have to be chaos. It doesn't have to be crazy. You know, and I think it will be a smooth transition, but I definitely still think there's going to be some sort of event that's going to help bring that new transition very quickly into place. Yeah. And some people say it's going to be ships in the sky over all the major cities around the world. That'd be nice. That'd be really cool. I think that's a good way. But, you know, the way humanity is headed, it seems to me they're really not that lucky to have a nice event like that, because they would, you know, like they don't deserve it because of how they've been acting, killing each other so much. It's insane. It really
well,
is.
You know, that's, and that's the thing, Jonah. I'm wondering, you know, I feel that, you know, we created the conditions. We created the climactic change, global warming, whatever you want to call it, and the economic global crisis. But at the same time, you know, there are a number of people that are primarily responsible, and I guess we have to point to our leaders for that. And what concerns me is I think that there's a level of corruption, and I don't think they realize that many of them are actually being played. I mean, I feel that they're puppets for higher forces or for things that they may not even understand, and they may not even realize that they're doing this. Do you think that's true?
Let's be clear. The higher forces that you mentioned are reptilian and other gray-type entities and other dark forces that are here on the planet. You know, that's the real news. And that's ancient news, too. That's not new news.
Sure.
Everybody knew about the lizard people and the crocodile people, and everybody on the planet talked about it. All the tribes knew it. This is not new news. You know, that's really what's going on. You know, that's what, if you want to get down to it. Now, we can't start there with people, you know, because most people can't even accept the fact of 9/11. You can't go right into, like, oh, yeah, we're run by, you know, some reptilian overlord. And then you got the Bilderbergs, which are really energetically controlled by those guys, you know. And then the Bilderbergs really control all the banks, and the banks really control the world because they're in every country in the world except one, you know. And that country is probably going to be there, too, and that's Iran. And that's going to, you know, the U.S. is gearing up to go in that one, too. So, you know, you see all these different things happening, but let's be clear about that it's run by a very dark force, and unless people are really aware of that, you can't shift your energy if you're not aware of something or you want to ignore a problem, you know? And again, this entire universe right now, this physical universe, is built upon light. So as dark as an entity may even seem on this plane, as he's incarnated on this plane, he is still built of light. And that's what everybody needs to know. End the story. I don't care how dark an entity, and I have faced some of these entities in the Amazon, like you mentioned earlier, David. Right. And I have seen entities, dark entities, demons. I've been in.
I have as well.
And you know, they are as real as this desk I'm knocking on right now.
They are. And you learn not to feed them.
And some of them get real close. But at
they
the
do.
End of the day, we are light. We are light, and that is just an experience as well. You know, having that run-in with a demon or whatever your experience is just another experience on a higher level, on a higher dimension of things that's really going on. That's it. You know, it's like, buckle up. And I was warned that, I should say, when I first woke up and by a couple different people that were, you know, the more you shine, the more you're bright, the more they see you, and the more you'll experience the dark. Which is why a lot of light workers don't like to talk to people about this. They don't like to shine their light, and they like to keep inside because they know too.
Yes,
you're out on Amazon for 5 weeks, you will see some dark entities. You will see some light entities too. But there are many dark.
That
you know,
becomes really difficult in the spiritual community with people who call themselves light workers or light beings, is that they don't want to acknowledge the dark, or they believe that the darkness doesn't affect them, and they don't want to deal with negativity. They don't want it in their lives. And so that's been a real, I found it to be sort of a separator in the, it sort of disconnects everyone in the spiritual community that way. But, that's been a bit of a challenge, I think, you know, trying to work that out, how to do that, that balance between light and dark and how to see
and,
that.
And I think everyone has to have that balance in terms of really experiencing, like, another reason why we're here is to experience duality, is to have the choice of yes and no, and have the choice to kill each other and do those horrible things, because that is why we're here, because on higher levels, we are not like that.
Right.
We are divine. We are conscious beings. You know, we're exploring, we're traveling, we're being, but when you have that duality and you have this other side, you experience that, because that was some of the reasons, some of the darkness I've experienced. That was some of the reasons why I can put out all this light now, because I've been to some of those dark places where I don't want anyone to ever be. I don't ever want to be there. And I want to do everything I can, everything, you know, everybody can, to push forward a new way so people don't have to be like that or live like that or experience that. And all of us do. And why I've been so guarded and, you know, with so many things is because we live from our hearts. We've always lived from our hearts.
Right.
You know, and that's what it's going back to, the feminine energy, living from the heart, not the mind, you know. And yeah, it's happening, you know.
It's interesting, you know, I guess you and I, we must come from the same source or have some kind of a similar source, but your experiences were very different from mine, and yet I sort of shared in those experiences in a way. I was a criminal defense investigator, and I worked with homeless people, and I worked with celebrities and politicians and multimillionaires, and just I did everything. I often call you. I guess our path was different, but we sort of came to the same conclusions and kind of had the same spiritual insights and understanding. It's just interesting how people can do that, have those different experiences, and realize that they're just experiences. By the way, Lana just walked in about 5 minutes ago from the work.
Nice. Excellent.
Say hi, Jonah.
Hi, Jonah. How are you?
Hey, Lana. Good. How you doing? How's everything going?
Good, good. I've been listening for the past minute or so with a lot of interest, very inspiring, and, you know, a very, very recurrent theme that comes up, isn't it? The battle between light and dark, and why do we have the battle, and does it actually teach us anything? And I was interested to and inspired to hear, Jonah, that you're saying that it's your experience with the darkness that has actually allowed you to really shine forth more light.
Absolutely, and I think that a lot of the real newly awakened light workers, I'm talking like in the last 4 or 5 years, like, you know, David and us, and are really the ones that have been through a lot of, you know, poop in their lives, to say it a nice way, and have been there and have that experience where they've felt, you know, like suicidal or crazy or just don't understand me, or to those points of breaking, and coming from that made us so much stronger. And why we're able to handle the influx of light that is being downloaded to us, all of us right now, because it really is. It's coming across hard. It's hitting everybody, and a lot of people don't know what it is or what's going on.
Yeah, there's just so much going on right now. Should we go on a break for a second and sort of just reorganize ourselves?
I think that'd be good. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Jonah, do you want to hang on for a minute? We can take a...
Sure, take absolutely, a yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jonah. It's just really inspiring.
Sure.
Okay, we'll get right back to you.
Excellent. I'll be here.
Hello, welcome back to Universal Soul Love with David Love and Lana Love.
Hello.
We're here with Jonah Bolt. Hi, Jonah.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
So what we thought we'd talk about now is perhaps some of the practicalities, practical ways in which perhaps we might be able to get ready for possible changes in our world.
Jonah and I did talk about some of this.
Okay.
I know Jonah started to talk about specific things about, you know, maybe storing some food and doing this in a way that's not fear-based, and it's more of a planning, preparing sort of thing for any emergency. I mean, I've dealt, you know, as a special police officer and constable with hurricanes up north in Massachusetts. And even in Florida, I mean, you just, when the words are written on the wall, you pay attention, you don't panic, you just do what you need to do, and planning and preparing is something that leaves you ready and confident to deal with anything that comes your way. So I know Jonah's really good at this and has a lot of experience with this, and you and I have attended some
Yes, we've just done a 2-day course in up in Queensland in Australia, together with my children, 10-year-old and 15-year-old girl. We did a survival course with a. Did you talk about this?
No,
this,
I didn't.
Oh, it was great fun with a.
Oh, let's hear about it.
With this SAS, former SAS soldier. And it was all about surviving and how you can actually survive in the wild with very little resources. It blew my mind. It was amazing.
And we did this also just for family bonding and sort of to just take a break from the rat race. And really, it builds teamwork and it builds the family unit. And it's just really to get you out there and away from everything that goes on in society. So we had a really good time doing that, learning to build fires and things that I'd done when I was younger in camp. So do you want to talk a little bit more about practical solutions and things that people can do to prepare for any kind of a global event?
Well, yeah, that's great you guys did that. Absolutely. It's so good to do things like that, especially with the family, just to get everyone sort of synced up in case, you know, things happen in terms of, like, you know, it could be a natural disaster like a hurricane. Those things happen all the time. That's nothing new. But the more you prepare and do things like that, the more you're ready, you know, to be a family unit and do something like that. And even with, like, what you've guys done in the past, where you guys had visited some sustainable communities and things like that, that's also an awesome, awesome idea of what to do.
And, you know, it's a lot of it's actually a lot of fun. And it's interesting that David talks about the idea of, you know, not feeling in control, feeling prepared. And something that came up on the course was the idea of being like a warrior, treating this like being a warrior spirits going out in the wild and being prepared. And it gives you a good sense of control psychologically. Mm. You're standing in your power.
Sure, because survival is, I believe we're going to have Rich, this SAS soldier, on next week to talk about his experiences in war and the things that he's done. He's rather young and very philosophical and intelligent, and we had quite a few good conversations about how survival is primarily mental, and it's the people who, like Jonah, who are awakened and do have good, strong personal beliefs that will ultimately survive any encounter or any challenge. So, sorry. Go ahead, Jonah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree. I think you have to mentally and physically and, you know, taking care of yourself is also so important as well. You know, that's one thing I saw a lot of, you know, people sort of not doing in some of the more conscious places, was not taking care of themselves. It really is important to do physical exercise and really take care of yourself and keep yourself healthy and, you know, not just meditating and doing all that yoga and stuff, but also physically, like running and, you know, out being outdoors and really grinding yourself out and doing physical stuff like that is really, really important as well. And I lack sometimes myself. I'm far from perfect, and I'll be the first to tell you. But I do whatever I can, as much as I can, at least to stay physically active, as well as mentally taking a break and unplugging and, you know, taking your meditation time or, you know, your own time, personal time.
Yeah, our instructor mentioned that as well, about taking care of your body, nutrition, physical exercise and meditation. And I guess it's just being well-rounded, being balanced in all areas of your life so that you're capable of being flexible and handling things that are thrown at you.
Oh, I was actually interested to hear how he was talking about one soldier who, I think it was a soldier, who used to take time to always have a cup of tea and think a situation through. And then he would come up with incredibly creative answers.
Right. Everybody would be rushing around trying to come up with the solutions, and this one, they couldn't figure anything out. This one man would just sit there and have a cup of tea and say, then he'd be prepared to come forward and, you know, bring his ideas to the table, and people would be amazed and be like, "Well, how did you do that? We've all been trying to rack our brains trying to come up with a solution," and, you know.
And so that's an example of looking after yourself, as well as mindfulness, as well as having that peace and quiet to go inwards, and then coming up with, I guess, or even channeling your higher power, your intuition, and coming up with a good plan, and that's an important survival skill.
Yeah, I don't know how you feel about this, Jonah, but I always recommend this. Absolutely. When I see things getting too chaotic, the first thing you do is your thought stopping technique, and you stop what you're doing, and you actually, sometimes I'll close my eyes for 10 seconds, almost as a slight meditation, and I'll calm myself down so that I can be clear-minded and really bring in my higher awareness so that I can actually perceive what's really going on so that I can handle the situation better.
Absolutely. You have to be as clear as you can, and one of the things that to focus on, as well as not just mind, body, and your soul, but is to spread awareness in terms of just talking to people about what's going on, because what that does is spread the synergy, the energy of what is going on, which is really a positive thing. Despite all the stuff we talked about or how bad that may be, the good news is that the energy has shifted in the planet. Good things are right on the horizon. Amazing things are happening. The more we talk about it and sync people up and synergize and spread that energy, that good news, like I bring that energy. When I'm around people, it lights me up. It's like, that I thrive around that. I'm excited. It's like these things are happening. It's working, and we see it all over. More of us are organizing, more and more people are awakening. The new children are here. They're being born with their left and right hemisphere synced together. That's a fact. That's happening. No one can say it's not. They can't say the new humans aren't here. They are. They're being born right now, and it's happening. So that's the good news. It's exciting, and that's really important to spread. Besides mind, body, and soul, and eating healthy and doing all that, and taking care of yourself first, because if you're not healthy and healed inside, you can't help make the world healthy. So many people say that, in terms of yogis and this and that, but that's really part of it. But you have to spread the good news, spread the happiness, spread the light, spread the love. It's good things coming. It's not the fear. Be aware of it, but don't fear based upon it.
Not at all. It's the change that you desire to see within the world starts within yourself. It's the taking pause. Seeing it within yourself and making the changes within yourself, those positive changes, and then taking positive action to change the things you can in the world. Yeah. And that certainly starts by talking and then by taking action. So it's really good advice.
So, Jonah, what do you say to those people who would point to the war and the growing growing possibility of conflict between the US and Russia and all of those changes in the economy? What do you say to those people? Because you're saying you're focusing on, and I think it's very inspiring, focusing on, people becoming more spiritually aware and more environmentally aware. But we have this other side that seems to be coming more darker and darker. So
yeah,
how?
It's a good question. And honestly, when I talk about the darker stuff, like Ukraine, with my friends, like I laugh about it now, because that's what it is to me right now. I have total no fear in any of that stuff or any of that crap that's going on. I laugh when I talk to my real friends and understand that no matter what plays out in this existence, if we keep our intentions pure and correct, if we keep spreading the synergy and spreading the awareness, the 100th monkey effect's going to happen. The consciousness will shift in the planet. It's destined to happen. These things are happening. So just don't feed into it. Don't have fear. The people that are feeding into it, or watching it, or put a lot of stock into it, or worried about it, that's the fear. And if you feed into it, you're just going to help feed that reality for you. If you look at it and you're like, geez, like, well, oh my God, what are they doing now? Now ISIS took over Iraq. Oh my God. Well, who? It's just like on and on and on. I mean, you can go for days and days with all the events happening. It's on and on and on. Oh, this is a comet hit here. It's crazy. So you have to really sit back and look at it from a perspective that no fear. Just enjoy the spectacular, reality show called Spaceship Earth that is unfolding. And it's unfolding in a real positive way. The energy has shifted. It's here. But you know what? There's going to be a lot of crap that's happening that's going to go along with it. And, the more we be aware of it, and just not fear-based, but be aware of it, we can stop it. We have to be aware of it to do something about it, but we can't feed into it to help feed the situation. That's the difference. So I say to people, don't feed your fear into it. Just be aware of it and spread the positive outcome of what that's going to lead to, which there's well, going to be something bad happening and us waking
that's
up.
So inspiring, Jonah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it looks like we're out of time.
Wrap up now.
I agree with everything you said. Thank you so much for being on our show, Jonah.
Lovely talking to you.
Thank you, guys. Awesome. Thank
Spread
you so
the
much.
Light.
Yeah. Lots of love to you, my friend. Take okay. care, Starborough.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Thank you. We'll see you next week on Universal Soul Love with David Love and Lana Love. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.